Yeah, we should probably talk a little bit. All right.
Just about, I mean, I've got to go to this prison ministry.
Okay.
But I'd like to talk a little bit, just as you're coming into the church.
Yeah.
So, you've come from other churches, right?
Sorry?
Have you come from other churches?
Yeah, I've come from other churches. I don't
know. Go back to the phone.
That's right.
Because I've heard a little bit about a background.
Okay.
So I think as friends in this church, we don't usually record each other.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to say what I'm doing. Yes, it is kind of stuff now there. And so you wanted to talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you've heard from others. What, from who have you heard?
Go ahead. What I've heard is that you've been at different churches, at different places in the world, and there has been some problems to those churches have reported. And so as you come into the church, I would like to sit down with you and to talk through what those are. And so I'd like to sit down with you, if you would, and just talk with Pastor Wade and myself. We can both have an understanding.
Okay, I'm understanding about what?
Just about your background, how you come to us,
okay.
What you're most interested in,
okay.
How we can help you.
Okay, I think I sent an email to your church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you received it?
Have I received the email yet?
Okay.
And I think we responded to that.
Okay, so what else do you need to know?
I need to know a little bit of the background.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'd like to do, and I'd like to do that in a situation where we can really talk. I'm getting ready to go into the meeting at 7. So before actually participating in the churches, and I'd like to find out. Because, Torsten, it might be that as we talk, then I get a full picture. But I need to have that full picture.
Well, tell me, what information do you need?
I need to talk with you, with Pastor Wade, the three of us to sit down and to talk.
Okay, well, what do you need?
I want to know your background.
Okay.
Why churches have reported that you have been in trouble?
You should ask them, because
these churches are from all around the world. I can't ask them. So I want to ask you first.
Yeah.
It's more direct to go to you, because this is what Jesus tells us, that when we have an issue or have a thought or a question,
right,
we go direct.
Okay. Well, have you read the email, sir?
Email from you?
That's correct. I revealed everything.
Not in your email. You simply said that you were interested in coming to the church of which we invited you.
Okay. Well, actually,
so that's what I would like to
say. I did send you also, you're on the list for a bi-weekly appeal.
I have not received that.
Okay. You have received it. Your church has received it.
I have not.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the situation. Right now, you're coming here and you're recording.
That's right.
That is not necessary.
It is necessary.
Do you record your family members?
Actually blocked me from entering, and you said, you took me aside.
Yes, I am. And because what I want to do first is to find out the situation. So if you would like to set a time with Pastor Wade and I would like to talk.
Okay. Actually, you're being dishonest because you say that I had said that I'd been excommunicated, or others have said.
I have not said either one of them.
Okay. Others have told you. Okay.
There have been reports from other churches that there has been trouble.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to find out is, what is your response to
that.
Can you tell
me
what
about
it is? Yeah. I can, but I would rather do this when I can sit down and have a full conversation, which is not down the hallway, which is not why I'm supposed to be in a meeting, and which is with Pastor Wade, because we're both here. Because it's good if we hear clearly from both.
Well, you said about Christian approach. Would you say it's Christian for other pastors to be slandering me? Because that's what they've done.
I don't know if they're slandering you or not.
Well, what exactly did they say?
All they have said, and all that has been reported, is that there has been some trouble.
What
this
trouble?
Is what I want to find out.
What trouble did they say there's been?
That's what you're going to have to tell me.
No, will you tell me, what did they say?
They did not go into detail.
What was their recommendation?
Their recommendation was to find out. And that's my assessment, is I want to find out more about
okay.
you. Because if...
What is this network?
It's not a network. It's called Church Fellowship Worldwide. If there is trouble in a church, and someone reports that there is trouble in a church, then the best way to do it is to sit down with the person and find out what that is.
Is the name of the network?
That's what I would like to
do. Is the name of the network Church Fellowship Worldwide? Or
no.
Well, who communicated to you? What sort of network of communication is that? Some pastors warned you that Torsten is in Hong Kong visiting churches, is that correct?
Torsten, are you a Christian?
I'm a Christian. You're not answering my question.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question first, just like you're asking me questions, but that's what a dialogue is, we talk. You're a Christian, and so you know that at being part of a Christian church, it's part of a worldwide church. Our people move internationally. I've been to different international churches. This is the warning. So, I don't know if it's valid or not. The way I can best determine that is to sit down and talk with you. However, when we talk, I would appreciate you not recording. Because this, Torsten, you have to understand, is not the way of trust.
You don't have my trust because you just blocked me from entering your church.
Okay,
because other pastors have warned you to watch out for Torsten. Now, that's not Christian. That's slander. And that's unchristian.
It's not slander.
That's
not
exactly what it is. Yeah. Watch out for Torsten. Is that the message?
No.
Can you send me exactly the information that you received?
No.
Why not? Is that because of slander?
Because the first thing I want to do, Torsten, is to talk with you.
The first thing, yeah.
Because that's the most direct approach. Not to talk about others.
So you're part of a slanderous network of pastors, is that correct?
No.
Okay.
So if you'd like to talk, you do have our email. Send me an email, because what I'd like to do is sit down when we're not rushed, and we can sit down, and you, and Pastor Wade, and myself can just talk, and you can explain, and you can tell what the situation is.
The
and then we can determine how best to go forward.
There is one condition that I'll sit down with you. Please send an exact copy, no editing, of that email.
There's no need for conditions.
That is the condition. You send me what they
do. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to.
Will you send me a copy?
No, not until we talk.
No.
Okay? If you want to talk, Torsten, let's do that, okay? We welcomed you openly on Sunday. If you want to sit down, that's my invitation. You know our emails, you can take it, and I'd love to talk with you.
Is this communicated by email, or is it another network?
Thank you.
Is it a secret network?
It's not a secret network.
Okay. Well, why can't you tell me what sort of network you're in?
It's not a network. It's called friendship. Okay?
Oh, friendship. So, okay, yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk? Would you like to talk further?
I'd like to know more.
Okay, good. Then this is what you need to do. Send us an email. We'll set a time up when the three of us can sit down.
How about you tell me first what sort of slander you're part of? What sort of slanderous network you're part of?
I'm not part of this language.
Okay, well, apparently you are, because you're listening to other pastors, like you're in a network that you're part of, or warning you to watch out from sourcing them.
It's... Hey, Greg. It's...
It's what? A slanderous network?
No.
What is it?
person, if you'd like to talk, we'd like to talk to you. And that's how we should do it.
How about you just come open, come clean? What sort of network are you a part of?
Okay, that's the invitation. You would like that?
The condition is you tell me what they said.
Okay, well, I'm not going to know the conditions.
Why not?
Because you, Torsten, I would like to talk to you.
What do you want to know?
I want to talk to a recording, which the reports have been you have used these
evidence
not in a trusting manner. So what I would like to do, and you can record this, I would like to talk with you. I'd like to get the other pastor here so that we're all clear, and then we can decide how best we can help.
The condition that I will sit down and talk to you is that you tell me what other pastors have told you.
That's not a condition.
That is the condition for sitting down to talk to me.
Okay, then we won't sit down.
Okay. So you choose the slanderous network above truth.
I choose to talk with you, but you refuse to talk with me.
Well, I think let's have the world judge that, and God will judge you as well.
Personally.
You have chosen a slanderous network above truth.
No. What is slander, Torsten?
Slander?
What is slander?
How about you look it up?
You tell me what you think slander is, Torsten.
No.
No, you tell me. Tell me. Right here. On your little. Tell me what you think slander is.
What do you think it is?
You tell me, Torsten.
Now you're talking like a child.
You're like a little kid
who enjoys the slanderous network of pastors.
If you want to talk to me, I would love to talk with you. Send an email and we'll get a time.
I'm going to send another email to you.
Okay.
You're going to come clean and you're going to say, I've been a part of the slanderous network.
I'm not.
What the pastor
We're
said.
Part of a group that tries to help each other.
Oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Now you're shutting the door.
I'm not sure. Because I have to go to the meeting. I told you that.
And
I mean, we start at 7 and
am I allowed in?
No. Not until we talk.
Yeah, I'm banned. Okay.